Hello, this is Bill Bagshaw at KSTE. I think we have some on the line.
Hi, Bill. This is Sue Jenkins, Southwest Plains.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
This is Antoinette Root from Pawnee Heights.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Amy Rother from Weskin Schools.
Thank you.
Nathan Reed from Fairfield Schools.
Thank you. Maybe as you give me, as you check in, if you give me your USD number, and that way I can write them down just a little bit quicker, if you don't mind. Who's already checked in is great. That you don't need to do that again.
Hi, Bill. I cut myself off by accident. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, we're a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock, so I'll just go ahead and get started. We may have a few people chime in. I'm assuming that spring break this week across the state probably has a lot to do with participation numbers today. So I appreciate those of you who are here, whether you're on spring break or not. So we'll get started. First of all, are there any questions that you have anything come up in this last couple of weeks since our last call or anything that you want to discuss specifically with a smaller group?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Are you having a good one?
Remember, you can mute your line at *6 and you can unmute your line at #6.
I was just wondering if you ever got the system for the system chair to type in whatever we need to type in to you up and going yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're a little bit behind. That will be released in the electronic format through authenticated web applications on the 29th or 30th of this month. That's Thursday or Friday. And just as we release that, then I'll be sending out directions on what it takes. And the way that will work is if you're a chair, you'll just register for access to that so that you can view the application of the district that you're working with. And then the portions that you'll fill out, which are only two pieces, one are the workbook pages for that year only, and an annual summary report that you'll complete those at or about the time of your OVT visit with the help of your OVT members. That's a good question. The thing that I want you to know about that, though, there are no surprises or anything. I mean, you'll have to sign in. It won't be different than what you would expect. It's basically the initial report in the past tense and or the addition of the summary report and the workbook pages so you can fill that out. So those of you that are in year 1, 2, and 3, time is not an issue. So you'll obviously have that information documented at your OVT visit. If you've already had your visit, then you can get it put in there at your leisure, I think it would be fair to say. And if you haven't had your visit and you don't have one until April, then you'll already have it and you can document that there at that time. Okay, so I know each time, and I've probably said this each time that we've been on this call, I have been going through the initial KISA reports that are in the authenticated web application. And as you might expect with such a big number of systems in there, the amount of the report that's completed or not completed covers quite a range. Some people still have only their first three sections filled out, which basically identifies who you are and who your chair is and what year you're in the system. By now, all systems should have the first 15 sections completed. That's up through, actually up through 15.2. 15.2 is the place, I think, where you list your chair and the date of your visit. And then the section 16 is where you put your assurances in there and where you will document that you've at least taken this process and the start of your process to your local school board for at least an information item so that they're aware of the process. So if you haven't done that, now would obviously be a good time to do that. If you want to do it at a time that coincides with your OVT visit, then that would be okay as well, but we would encourage you to get that done by the time or shortly after the time that you've had your OVT visit. And the reason for that is we'll be running reports from that sometime a little bit later this spring. I would anticipate sometime in the month of May. So then I can start reaching out to you and inquiring about things that are either not there or congratulate you for things that are there, or be able to respond to things that maybe we might want to modify in that report. I know the reports so far that have been completed are quite good. It's just the silly little things that we all tend to do, and me included, where it may have asked for your name and an email address, and sometimes people have a physical address in there, or an incorrect email address where it might be ksde.org instead of org, just simple typos. So you might review your report for that as well. Sometimes that's a little problematic. Any questions about those initial reports and having those reports filled out? I can also tell you that we have revised the date for the Accreditation Review Council to meet. They were originally going to meet on April 11th, and we pushed that meeting back until May 2nd to have a little more time for those school systems who jumped in on the staggered approach and began at year 5 because of the time of their outside visitation team visits and the documentation and us being able to give them guidance of what's submitted. We wanted to give them a little bit more time. So the ARC will be meeting on the 2nd, and we would anticipate that first wave of systems who are asking for accreditation will be on the State Board of Education agenda in June for accreditation. And I can tell you that those systems who have jumped in there at year 5 are doing quite well, and we've been in frequent contact with them over the last month or two, and things seem to be going pretty well. So those of you who are in year 1, 2, and 3 could rest assured that even with more time that maybe the system will be a little bit easier for you as well and not as confusing in some areas. One of the things that you'll be noticing when we get information to you at the end of the month, With the KISA report that you'll be able to fill out, we will be asking, and there's no way around this, we will be asking each chairperson to go into the authenticated web application and register for the district they're serving. So for example, if I was serving as the chair for USD 101, I will go into the authenticated web application and request KISA access for District 101, and then our staff here at KSTE will be standing ready so that when the superintendent or whoever would do the approval for District 101 approves that you have access, then it's a done deal, and then you can go in there and see those reports. And the way that'll work is the majority of the information that resides on those reports is all data that is input by the system. And the chair will not have access to editing the information that's put in by the system. The system will have permission, so to speak, to do that. The annual summary and the workbook portion will be available for input and edit only to the chair. So the system will only be able to view what the chair puts in that report. Now, what we would hope, because it's view all for everyone, everyone who has access to that report will be able to see all of the information that's been put in there.
Okay.
So if at any time during the process the system leader or the chair see something that isn't quite right or they need to make some modifications, then you certainly can go in there and edit that, and we would support you in doing that or encourage you to do that, because you want to get it right. So there are no secrets, but we think transparency here will lend itself to the quality that you would want in this process. Okay. Any questions? No? Come on, work with me a little bit. I get tired of hearing me. I know you have to be getting tired of hearing me sometimes, too.
Yeah, this is my first time. Visit is scheduled for April 3rd.
I think that's a question. It's very, very hard to hear. It's kind of myth. Could you speak up a little louder? Start over, please.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank
can you hear me? Okay.
I think
I had it muted.
That's okay.
I apologize. So yes, if you don't mind, I will. Go backtrack because I'm not sure what you heard, but again, my name is Sherry Martini. I'm serving as a chair for USD 320. It's my first time serving as a chair. The visit scheduled for April 3rd. I've met with the district leader, kind of went over the agenda, have that ready. I'm going to actually talk with our other two team members in the next couple of days, just so we all can introduce ourselves and so on before we go there.
Okay.
My question really is around I've not done a report before, so I want to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do in terms of the product that we supply after the meeting.
Okay.
So if you can give me a little more specifics in terms of is there a like a template for the report, or I mean, I'm reading in the preparations for year one and like step five, you know, preparing that year one summary report and the highlights and decisions discussions. I didn't know if that was something kind of open-ended or very structured.
No, that's a very good question. And as a matter of fact, originally we put in the workbook, and I was looking to see exactly which page it's at the back, an executive summary. It's on page 60 and 61 of the workbook. But what we have done is that's not what you'll fill out. We've taken this because this was done quite some time ago. And in direct answer to your question, the annual summary that is in there that you'll fill out does have the questions, the prompts for you to answer. So it's very specific as to what it is we want you to put in there. And I would even go so far, if you would like, even though you won't see those until the end of the month, if you would like to send me an email after this call, I can send you a Word document that has those prompts and tell you what those are if you like. So
sure, something's produced already. That's helpful.
Yeah. So we have, that's a good question, though. Thank you for that. I'm sure somebody else was thinking the same thing.
Right, and I just, anytime I do anything for the first time, I always have a little apprehension that maybe I, you know, might miss doing something I should do, and
I want to make sure. That's very good. So I'm assuming, what year is 320? Are they starting in year one?
Yes, they are starting in year one.
Okay. So what I don't want to tell people is don't worry about it. Do it whenever. On the other hand, you know, timeliness is not that significant right now with year one. So, you know, you have your agenda, and you said you're going to meet with your OBT, and you'll have your visit. So if it takes you a little time to kind of maneuver through that documentation and get all that in there and get it the way you want, you're fine because you're year one. The only people who it's a little more timely for right now, of course, are those who are in year five, who the ARC is going to be reviewing on May 2nd. So I certainly wouldn't leave any sweep over it, and don't hesitate to reach out to Gina or I if you need some assistance along the way.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. So one of the other topics, I try to remember to tell people this all of the time, is, you know, many of you have heard a lot of the talk here in Topeka as it relates to conversation at the state board with the legislature and here at KSDE about funding and accreditation. So my point isn't really to take a position on any of those meetings and conversations, but it's a long-winded way to set up what I'm going to tell you, which is we believe very strongly, and people are interested in different elements of the system, that there's a real balance in the school improvement process with the process that you undertake and then also results. And so some of us are working a little harder with you on the process side of this KISA model, and obviously there are a lot of people who are concerned about the results. So if you think about the process as the try portion, the effort, the strategies, all the things that you do day to day in your work in the spirit of school improvement, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about process. A lot of which is in the workbook focuses on process. So those things that are results would be more quantitative in nature, unlike the qualitative nature of the process. So think about things like graduation rate, attendance rate, dropout rate, performance assessment scores of students, ACT, post-secondary success. So while we are not focusing on things like state assessment and other pieces of data, they are part of the whole body of work that is looked at by the ARC ultimately. So after 5 years, they're going to look at process and they're going to look at results. So please don't hear that we're throwing a big result and a bunch of data in there and then see how that turns out. It's very balanced. It's very thoughtful. We really believe that a quality process will lead to results. Now, what results you get are certainly a lot dependent on the size of your district, the resources of your district, the demographics of your district, all of those things that we know. So if you think about some of the challenges and maybe even advantages of the smallest of districts as compared to some of the challenges and some of the successes of even the very largest districts, those results will be interpreted a little bit differently. I think a good way to think about that, or a good analogy to that, example of that, would be in the area of post-secondary success. Everyone will have an effectiveness rating that is calculated based on your demographic and based on a number of those things. We tell people all the time, Yes, we are giving state assessments. Yes, state assessments are important. They are what they are, but we want to keep a perspective about what those mean in this overall process. So the ARC has had a lot of conversation for hours and hours about taking a look at your body of work over 5 years and then coming up with a recommendation to the State Board of Education as to what your recommended accreditation level or status would be. And those three, of course, are accredited, conditionally accredited, or not accredited. And so that whole process will be a very transparent one. You will always be the first to know what the ARC is thinking as they are taking on your system for a recommendation. There are no I gotchas here or surprises. If there are any deficiencies anywhere, you'll get specifics about what those are with a time frame to complete those, and we'll work with you on that. So I think the ARC feels like that they're your partner in this process. They're the accountability committee, if you will, but they're really good people and they're really working very hard, and they want to be very conscientious about assisting you in this process. Questions? I think one thing that is probably not out there as much that I would like to remind you or inform you about, when we're talking about results, you know that the first four R's of KISA, relationships, rigor, relevance, and responsive culture, those all have rubrics, and you can identify what those things are and how those things are impactful in your district. The results are does not have a rubric, but the results are will be those state board outcomes, and that would be social emotional factors measured at home, kindergarten readiness, individual plans of study, high school graduation, and post-secondary success. And so those would be the, and along with that will be civic engagement. So as you're working through this process, as a chair or as a system leader, be cognizant through those 5 years of the process that you are recording data or recording that evidence of your improvement in any of or all of those areas as you're focusing on them. An example might be that early on, a lot of systems didn't really know what the true definition of social-emotional character development was and what the evidence of that would be. And I think there's more information out there now than there has been, and there's continual information being shared out there. So it may be your evidence has to do with how much effort you expend and how you're tracking that information, how you're measuring that locally at home, and how that's going. And if you look at the initial report and check some of those boxes that these are the types of things we're doing, it could be that you're doing more of those types of things by year five as you were in year one. Same thing with kindergarten readiness. Individual plan of study, there's a whole host of things that are there. So along the way, we will be communicating more and more information to you and to service centers that you may be working with. We're currently updating our web pages to get those more current. And I think if you'll go there today, you'll even see some more information in there. As you know, Kelly Slayton took another position a few months ago, and we have hired another program consultant, David Barnes, and he's been working on that here lately. He's just part-time with us now, moving into a full-time position. So there's more and more of that that'll be coming out and helping you understand what that looks like. Questions about any of the results and process? The other part of this conversation, or an additional, not I shouldn't say additional, but part of this is what the ARC will be looking at as far as a worksheet. We're developing a worksheet that they will have. And the worksheet that they'll have, and some of you may have seen this, will be there are some checkbox kind of data where we will be collecting all of the evidence about your system in the area of compliance. And those compliance things, they're all in the workbook. There are examples of those. There are examples of those in the initial report. Things like educator licenses and licensing, data quality in your district, emergency safety interventions, that you have a budget, that you're adhering to IDEA, that you're giving state assessments. So there are no surprises there, and we can populate that for you. But as a chair, you always, each year, and as a system, you need to revisit those and just make sure that you continue to have those things in place. The same thing with the foundational structures. And on our webpage, if you go to KESA, go to the KSCE.org, K, and then Kansas Educator Systems of Accreditation, on the front webpage, there are a couple of short PowerPoints that address both the compliance and the foundational structures, should you need more information and want to look and see what those are. And then all of the report card type data, which are the things I've mentioned earlier, dropout rate, attendance rate, state assessment of the performance levels and those kind of things, we can pre-populate all that and we'll have that. So as a chair and as a system, I think you could say that you're looking primarily at those goals that were selected by a system, and what sort of efforts have you made, what type of data do you have to show growth in those two primary areas that you selected as goals. And so the ARC is going to be really focused on are you doing the types of things that you set out to do based on the goals that you selected. Okay. I know we don't have a very big group. I'm going to assume that fewer questions mean you just have a better handle on the whole process, and so you don't have questions. But if there are any, no matter how trivial you think they might be, I'd be glad to entertain those at this time. Okay, so continue to utilize the workbook if you're a chair, even if you're a system. Utilize the workbook. Stay tuned to current developments and resources on our KESA webpage here at KSPE. Assuredly, every week there's going to be something up there now. There are some things up there today, some new things. We will have information up to you at the end of this month about the authenticated application and how that is updated. There'll be information out there about who can sign in to have access to those applications for the district. System leaders and the chair will have access to those, and the ARC will have access to those as well, but that's another topic. Okay. How are we doing so
Bill,
far, everybody?
Sue Jenkins.
Hi, Sue.
I just wanted to take a minute and thank you for this series of calls that you and your colleagues have been providing. It's been very helpful to the field, and we appreciate it.
Well, good, and thank you for that. And I will tell you that we were having a conversation this morning, Sue, as a representative of a service center, that by the end of this month, as we have a number of things out there, the modified KESA report, the registration for chairs and those kind of things, you'll be right up front and first in knowing what those modifications are and how to do that, so you can help the systems that you're working with in your respective service center. So you'll be getting all that information as well.
Thank you, Bill.
Sure. Okay, with that, if there are no other questions, there's no sense in keeping any longer. If you want to just sign off and just tell me your USD number as you hang up, and I'll make sure that we have that you're recorded here. And if you have any questions, if you need any private consultation or therapy, please call me. You have my number and contact information. Send me an email, and I'll be at my desk here in just a little bit, and I'll get you whatever you need.
USD 242.
Thank you.
USD 496.
Thank you.
USD 310.
Thank you. Anyone else? They're all gone. Going once, twice. Bye-bye.